Ngicela ukunibingelela nonke ngaso lesi sikhathi sibonga uNkulunkulu ubahlanganise sihlanganele izwi lenkosi.
I'd like to greet all of you at this time, the Lord who has brought us together around his word.
Nalabo abangekho abakude kodwa ke siyakwazi ukuhlangana kanje. Ngebuchwepheshe banamhlanje siyanibingelela lapho nekhona kwangathi uNkulunkulu sisonge ndawonye singayizwela lesi kuyisikhathi esihle sakho uNkulunkulu.
And to you who are a far distance away from us are so close through means that we have nowadays, and we thank the Lord that we can be together.
Simbonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu ngokusebenza kwakhe.
And we thank the Lord for his working among us.
Inqola yakhe yahamba ayimile ndawonye.
The Lord's wagon, the trailer, is on the move. Nothing is standing still.
Kumnandi ukubona umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu uqhubeka uya phambili.
It's wonderful to see God's work going forward in power.
Kunezinto eziningi lapha ekhaya ezenziwayo, okunye lokhu nalokhu nalokhu kuyaqhubeka. Siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu.
There are so many things that are happening here at home, this and that, but we thank the Lord for everything he does.
Angazi ukuthi uma usuka ekhaya uze enkonzweni yini besenhlizweni yakho namhlanje.
I don't know. When you left home and you came here, what was in your heart?
Uze nayo inhliziyo elangazelelayo, inhliziyo efuna okungcono okukhulu. Kanti uthole okunye okukhulu nanamhlanje safuna okunye kwaphezulu.
Did your heart have a desire when it came to reach more of what is that has come from heaven, that which you have,
ufike unakho ukulangazelela ukuthi inkosi nanamhlanje kwangathi ngaba isikhathi sakho kwangathi ngakuzwa ukhuluma nenhliziyo yami.
Was it a desire, Lord, may this be your time, may you speak to my heart?
Ukholwa bazalwane akufanele kube ingubo nje oyigqokayo uyikhumule uyibeke lapha.
Brethren, faith must not just be some clothing that you put on and then you put it aside.
Kodwa ukholwa bekumele kube into ehamba nathi, into ephila kithi, into esiphila ngayo.
Faith should be in us, should be something that we live by.
Ngicela ukukhuluma nawe wena ongakasenzi isinqumo noNkulunkulu.
I would like to speak to you who have not yet made a decision for the Lord.
Mhlambe ekuqaleni ngakubuza umbuzo ukuthi awukholwa ngani.
Firstly, let me ask you this question. Why do you not believe?
Yini lena ekuthokozisayo ekuthenini wena ukholwa?
And what is that that brings joy to you that you don't believe?
Yini lena enhle ungakholwanga uNkulunkulu na?
Where is that beauty in you not serving and living for the Lord?
Mhlawumbe omunye uyeza enkonzweni akalenzi lelo phutha. Uyeza uyaphuma, uyeza uyaphuma. Kodwa umbuzo omkhulu ukuthi uza nje uphuma sewuhlangene yini naye uJesu na?
Maybe there is one who doesn't make a mistake. They come to every service and leave, come and leave. But is the Lord in you at that time?
Njengoba uhleli la enkonzweni Kuthini lapha enhlizweni yakho ungakayinikela inhliziyo yakho kuJesu na?
As you are seated here in the service, what is going on in your heart if you haven't committed yourself to the Lord?
Kade ikhwaya icula iculo kuyisimanga ukusindiswa. Kuyisimanga ukusindiswa. Angitshelwanga nengxenye yalokhu kusindiswa kuyikho. Bese lithi uma ubumnandi bokuhamba nenkosi ngibuzwa ngila emhlabeni. Kuyoba njani mase ngibonana nenkosi ubuso nobuso?
The choir was singing, "How wonderful it is to be saved, and that not even half of it has been told. And how wonderful will it be when I see my Lord face to face?"
Uma ungakayinikela inhliziyo yakho kuJesu, ngekuyizwe lento, ngekuyizwe nalenkulumo, ngoba kwakahlangani noJesu, kwakahlangani nensindiso.
If you haven't committed yourself to the Lord, you will not know what it means. If when we sing about this, it's because you haven't met up with this salvation.
Nobumqoka bokuhamba noJesu, nobumqoka bokwenza intando yakhe nokwenza izwi lakhe.
The importance of walking with God, doing His will, and going according to His word.
Kumele siqonde bazalwane ukuthi uSathane ufuna ukusiphuca.
Brethren, we need to understand this, that Satan wants to steal these treasures that we find in the gospel.
Satan umgomo wakhe ufuna ukuba sihambe size singambethe ngokomoya kubonakala ukuthi abantu ba empty abanalutho ngoba vele bengenalutho.
The goal of Satan is that we have a need and that we are not clothed spiritually. We are people that walk without a goal.
Ngakho kumthandazo wethu noma size enkosini enkonzweni. Nkulunkulu ungisize ube nami ngilalele okumele ngikulalele okuzongisiza kule ndlela yami yokholwa.
That is why when we come to a service, that must be our prayer and desire. Lord, speak to me. Equip me. Teach me that which I need to know to walk with you.
Izwi leNkosi silithola encwadini yomvangeli uJohane. Izwi elijwayelekile kakhulu kubantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
The word that we will read today is the Gospel according to John, and it is a very well-known portion to the children of God.
Kodwa kumina le ncwadi ibuyisa impendulo eyiningi embuzweni yabantu ekhona.
But this book brings so many answers to the questions that people have.
Ncwadi ngoka Johane sahluko seshumi nanhlanu 15.
John chapter 15.
Ukufunda mina ngingumvini owona wona ubaba ungumlimi yilelo nalelo gatsha elikimi elingatheli izithelo uyalisusa yilelo nalelo elithela izithelo uyalihlunga ukuba lithele kakhulu.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit.
Verse 3. Nina senhlanzekile ngezwi engilikhulume kinina. Hlalani kimi, nami kini. Njengalokho igatsha lingethele izithele ngokwalo kuphela uma lihlala emvinini kunjalo nani kuphela uma nihlala kimi.
Verse 3. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me.
Mina ngingumveni, nina ningamagatsha. Ohlala kimi nami kuye, lowo uthela izithelo eziningi, ngokuba ngaphandle kwami ningenze lutho.
I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
Uma umuntu engahlali kimi, ulahlwa ngaphandle, njengegatsha, abune. Bawabuthe, bawaphonse emlilweni, ashe.
If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burnt.
Uma nihlala kimi, namazwi ami ehlala kini, niyacela inikuthandayo nikwenzele.
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you.
Ubaba uyakhazimuliswa ngalokhu kuba nithele izithelo eziningi, nibe ngabafundi bami.
By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples.
Njengalokhu Baba engithandile, nami ngimthandile.
As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love.
Uma ngigcina imiyalo yami, niyakuhlala othandweni lwami, njengalokhu mina ngigcinile imiyalo kaBaba, ngahlala othandweni lwakhe.
If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
Ngimtshelile lokhu kuba ukuthokoza kwami kube kini nokuthokoza kwenu kugcwale.
These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full.
Asigcine khona lapho.
Shall we end reading there?
Ngithemba ukuthi uNkulunkulu khona akwenzayo kuwena. Sisalifunda nje izwi leNkosi ngoba lilo nje.
I trust and believe that the Lord is already doing something in your life as you hear this being read, because God's word is clear and evident for all to understand. Now, when the Lord Jesus was speaking these words to his disciples, we understand that it was drawing very nigh to the time when he was going to go to Golgotha.
Umasifunda lesi sahloko nesenye singaphambi kwaso, uyayibonela ukuthi bekhuluma ebona ukuthi sekuseduze kangakanani kuba bethele siphambanweni.
If you read the chapter before and the chapter after, you realize how close it was to our Lord's crucifixion. As if his heart was cut in two, having this desire to fulfill this calling, that work that the Lord, that his Father had sent him to the earth to do.
Ngaso leso sikhathi futhi ecabanga abangani bakhe nabahlobo bakhe labasebenza nabo esezobashiya.
And on the other hand, thinking of his friends, his companions, those who had he had been doing the work together, was about to leave them.
Inhliziyo yakhe ibihlukene kabili ecabanga iGolgotha, ecabanga ukuthi kumele ukuthi afe afeze lokho akwaziyo akuthunyelwe ubaba osezulwini, kodwa nansi inkinga, nansi indaba yalaba abahlobo bakhe ahamba nabo asebenza nabo aphila nabo.
Where his heart was cut in two, he had to fulfill his calling of his Father to go to Golgotha and to be crucified and to die for our sins. And yet those who he has worked with, walked with for these past years.
Ngoba wayebona ukuthi kuningi okungenzeka kubafundi bakhe kumbe bengaphelelwa uluthando ngokumkhonza uNkulunkulu, babuyele emuva emthethweni kaMose abaningi ababephila ngayo, kumbe lushwabane luphele ubizo lwabo uNkulunkulu ayebabize ngalo ukuba babe ngabafundi, ecabanga ukuthi leyo nto ingahliphele nya engasekho phakathi kwabo.
Thinking of his disciples, whom he had shown that their love would grow cold, that they would not fulfill that calling that had been put on their life, that they should go and proclaim the gospel, and he was afraid that it might dwindle.
Cabanga umuntu omalusi, umuntu omholi, ecabanga ukuthi mase ngihambile sengihlukene nabangani bami laba abaqhuba indaba kaNkulunkulu kuzosala kwenzakalana.
Imagine a leader, a shepherd, who has this concern that when I leave, my friends that I have been with, will they continue the work in the same way?
Mhlambe bazosala baqhukuluzane, bazondane, bakhombane ngeminwe, ingaqhubeki indaba, lingaqhubeki ivangeli, balibale ibona kuyinaka bona.
Maybe they will knock each other. They will be strife. They will not be able to work together anymore. Why? Maybe they are only focused around themselves.
Bakhohlwe ubizo lwabo nenhlanganyelo yabo noNkulunkulu, bekhohlwe na ubizo lwabo. Ilona lo winakelo kwakhe, ilona lo uyifunelo kwakhe. Luphele ubizo, liphele ivangeli, life ivangeli.
Forgetting that which they have been called to, where suddenly it now centers around yourself instead of around the gospel.
Wayesebashiya nalamazwi ayisimangaliso esesiwafundile ukuthi kumele bahambe kanjani, kumele baphile kanjani, kumele baphilisane kanjani.
And then he left them with these wonderful words that we have read. How they must live, where they must live from, and how they must live together with each other.
Okunye engutholile lapha ukuthi impilo yobuKristu, impilo yomuntu noNkulunkulu, kumele ithele ithelo.
And what I found out of this portion, a life of a Christian, the way that you live, you need to bear fruit.
Lithi iBhayibheli ukukholwa okungenamsebenzi kufile.
The Bible says a faith without works is dead.
Ukholwa okungenawo amandla, akukhona ukholwa lokho.
A faith that has no power is no faith at all.
Umzalwane ekholwa kodwa amandla wekho. Ayiphelele leyo ndaba.
Where a Christian says they have faith, but it is not complete, that is no matter.
Umzalwane oshisayo namhlanje kusasa uphila impilo yobuvivi, akusiyo impilo leyo ngokwevangeli lenkosi yethu Jesu Christu.
If one of the brethren is on fire today and then tomorrow is lukewarm, that is not a life of a Christian.
Kodwa impilo noKristu, impilo noNkulunkulu, impilo noJesu, kukubonakala ukuphila, akumile endawonye, kuyaqhubeka, kuyaphambili.
A life with Christ, a life with God, is a life that goes forward, it does not stand still.
Akusile ivangeli uma kuyivangeli elishisayo namhlanje kusasa abantu baqalaze emuva, babheke emuva, babuyele ezonweni zabo.
It is not a gospel when today you're on fire and tomorrow you go back and there's no more love in your heart.
Akulona ivangeli uma namhlanje abantu bathi inkosi inkosi kusasa bayamphika.
It is not a gospel when today they say Lord, Lord and tomorrow they deny him.
Akulona ivangeli uma abantu bemunye beyinto yodwa namhlanje kusasa abahlukene.
It is not a gospel when today they are united, they are one, and then tomorrow they go and they are separated.
Labantu abaqhuquzela indaba yokuhlukana abantu bakaSathane labo.
Those who have this fire of separating. Those are people of Satan. Those who look back are not of God. They are not of the gospel. They are of the evil one.
Namhlanje njengoba ngishilo ukuthi ngithole ezinye impendulo embuzweni abaningi abanayo.
As I said, through this today, I found many answers to the questions that others had.
Amazwi kaJesu aphendula imibuzo eminingi abantu abanayo. Mhlawumbe uhleli lapha nawe nalo mbuzo nawe.
God's Jesus' words answer so many questions. Maybe you are sitting here and you have questions.
Mhlawumbe inkingi lana mzalwane wami kade ngakholwa, kade ngayihlanganisa noJesu. Kodwa impilo ayibonakali, ithelwa zikho.
Maybe, brethren, you have been a Christian for so long, yet there is no life. There are no fruit. What is it caused by?
Kambuzwile ukuthi uNkulunkulu usebenza kanjani, abantwana bakho babusisa kanjani, nawe uyafuna ukuba kwenzeke lokho, kodwa kwenzeki.
Maybe you hear how God is at work, blessing his children, and you desire the same, but nothing comes.
Maybe
you have heard so much and are still hearing so much, yet you still have this question. How do you get to having that fruit and having that life?
UJesu uqobo lwakhe la uyazethula yena ukuthi yena ungubani.
Jesus himself introduces himself and says who he is.
Wethula nomsebenzi wakhe ukuthi uyini umsebenzi wakhe, ufikele kuphi, ufuna ukwenzani, ufuna ukufinyelela kuphi nendawo.
And sharing what his work is, what he does, and where his end goal is.
Mina ngingumvini owona wona, ubaba ungumlimi.
I am the true vine, and my father is the vine dresser.
Lokho nje kukodwa ke kwangithinta kakhulu enhlizweni.
That point alone already touched my heart deeply.
UJesu indodana kaNkulunkulu ophilayo.
Jesus being the son of the living God.
Wazehlisa. Wehlele levelini lethu uzoyilinganisa nesihlahla nomvini.
Bringing, lowering himself to come down to our level so that he could be the together with the branches of the vine.
Yena ogcwele ukulunga, ogcwele ukuphila, ubulungiswa bonke bukuye eyinkanyezi yokusa. Uzehlisela phansi. Ukuba noma ngubani ophansi kangakanani akwazi ukuyiqonda le ndaba, akwazi ukuyithatha ukuthi nami ingeyami, akusiyona yabathize kuphela.
He who has everything at his feet, he who is the morning star, has brought himself down to our level so that everyone can understand.
Mina ngingumvini oyiwona wona.
I am the true vine.
Kusobala ke chaza la. Ikhona neminye imvini. Kodwa lo uyispecial.
This explains itself. Yes, there are other vines, but this is a special one.
Lo wona wona.
This is the true one.
Kulo ukhona ukuphila.
In him there's life.
Kulo daleka izinto.
In this, things happen.
Kulo kuvela izinto.
In this, things spring forth.
I find neminye eminye imvini.
It is not the same as other vines.
Kudalwa ukuthi osebenza wona lo mvini uNkulunkulu qobo lwakhe. Kuyasikhombisa lapha inhlanganyelo kaNkulunkulu nendodana yakhe basebenza kanjani, babambisene kanjani.
And the one who is at work in this vine is the Father himself. And that shows us the unity of the Father and the Son.
Nomoya ongcwele phakathi lapho ukwenza umsebenzi opheleleyo ukuba mangabe sisindisa asinikeze insindiso epheleleyo.
And with the Holy Spirit in that as well, doing a complete work so that we can get a complete salvation. A complete working and a complete salvation in where the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit work among us so that we are saved.
Ukuba lapho kusebenza khona yena kubonakale ishintshile impilo, ushintshile lo muntu, besimazi ephila kanje kodwa sewakhululeka, sewasizakala. Nokukhululeka kwakhe akubanga nje intwana nje kodwa kukhululeka kwangempela.
Where that work is worked among you and that it's evident to all, this was the life before, this is the life now. There has been a change, there's been something that has been worked in you.
Lakusebenze khona ivangeli bazalwane kuba nomahluko empilweni yomzalwane. UJesu umsindisa ngokupheleleyo, akenzi umsebenzi ongaphelele.
Brethren, there with the gospel is at work. The Lord Jesus doesn't leave a half work, he only does a complete work.
Okubalulekile, mvume mthathe njengoba yena engumvino wona wona mthathe ngaleyo ndlela.
The important thing is you accept him and you take him as the true vine to work in you.
Uma umthatha njengoba enjalo ngokuphelela kwakhe, uNkulunkulu uyise, uNkulunkulu indodana, uNkulunkulu umoya ongcwele uzokwenza umsebenzi ophelele nakwe yakhe impilo.
If you accept him as the true vine, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and then it works in you, it will be a complete work.
Futhi mangabe sewenza lo msebenzi akakufuna ongalungile, ubhizi uNkulunkulu uyaqhathulula ongalungile, ufuna kusale lokhu okulungileyo.
And when he is at work in your life, he will cut off that which is not pleasing to him, wanting to prune you and make you right.
Kulezi insuku lapha emishini sifikelwa izivakashi eziningi.
These days at the mission we have many visitors.
Bazobuka emishini okwenziwa emishini.
Coming to see what is done here at the mission.
Kuningi kakhulu okwenziwayo.
There's so much that is happening here. Let me take one thing that refers to this story. One of the places where we take the people to is where our brother Khomo is working.
Lapho besebenza khona ngeyitshalo ngeyihlahla.
There where they work with seedlings, where they grow the plants, a nursery. And working with making the seedlings.
Simanga ukubona isitshalo noma isithombo esesixhunyiwe saxhunywa kwesinye.
Amazing when you see when there is a grafting where you get that one is joined to another.
Mabeshela bayahamba ngesikhathi bayela emzini bayofuna laktshalo yakhona ihlahla lezika malikwatape babuye nazo kukhona imfihlakalo lapho.
And you, when you hear them speak, they sometimes will go out and they'll find some avocados and take some of that, the shoot of a certain tree.
Lezi abayithatha ngaphandle zinamandla. Siyakwazi ukumelana nezimo hilanga mhlawumbe. Mhlawumbe okuningi nje okwenzakalayo ziyakwazi ngempela ukukhahlela. Kodwa noma kunjalo azikwazi ukukhipha okuhle.
Those which grow in a place that is open, not necessarily protected, they are the ones that are strong and they can withstand the disease and things that come their way. And then they will take this strong shoot and mix it and graft it with another. But why? Because the fruit that you are looking for is what comes out, not what is below.
And
after having grafted it together, you then bandage it, that it becomes one.
Bese bayalinda. Balinda ukubona ukuthi ziyaxhumana lezi zinto, ziyahlangana yini, kuyavumelana yini, kunakuvumelana kuni.
And then you wait to see whether it accepts, whether there's a growing together and what it is like.
Okwangithintayo uma echaza ukhomo, uthi ke ngenkathi mase siyixhumile lezi zinto, siyaqaphelisisa, siyabheka. Ngezansi kwala kuxhunywe khona, sigade ukuthi ngabikho okuqhumayo, bese sikuyeka nje. Makukhona okuqhumayo okumelayo, amaqabonga, siyawasusa.
And something that touched me when Karma was explaining, said after you've done the graft, and you see below the graft, that there are small branches that are starting to sprout, they are cut off. Because if they do not cut those away, the goal that is being looked for will not be achieved. The quality that is desired will not be achieved if you do not cut away that which shouldn't be there.
Ngoba kubalekile akukhona nje ukuthi uthola okuningi kodwa kuningi ngabe kuyiquality na.
The important thing is don't just look for quantity but to see whether what you get is the right quality.
Ngakho ke mawufuna ukuthi kube kuningi kodwa futhi kube kuyiquality kunemgudu kunemthethelwane elandelwayo ukuze khiphe lento edingakalayo.
If you want the quantity to be the right number and the quality to be the right quality, you need to follow the goals and that which needs to be followed.
Injongo yakho ufuna ukuphambili okulindele lapha ngenhla lokho kumila ngezansi kusuku semzalwane nasimpilweni yokomoya lezi zinto ezixhantelayo lezi zinto ezikhulayo lezi zinto ezimilayo mawiyeka.
Because the end goal, what you're looking for is what comes out the top. In the same way spiritually, if you leave those things that are making roots where they're not supposed to make roots, you need to cut that off, else it will kill you.
Yini thina sibe nenkinga yini wethu ungathi akuvumi kahle akuphumeleli ayikhona uNkulunkulu akakhethe emndeni wakho uNkulunkulu akakhethe bani wonke wenza kahle wonke lizwa izwi lenkosi wamukelekile kuye.
And if you are maybe saying in your family, no, we are cursed, something is not right because we do not prosper, if you do as the Lord commands, and you keep the commands as the Lord has put them, then things will go
right.
And then you look at the others, and you see that they prosper, and you say, well, why don't I? But they do what they are supposed to do, they do it in the right way, and that's why they prosper. Many things, brethren, don't work out for us because we are not obedient.
Oh,
Hayi bu. Ngimdala mina. Uvelaphi ke lo? Akani siyeke niyo ngupapa. Zindlule izinto mzalwane.
Maybe things do not work out for you because when you are helped spiritually, you start looking at the person who has brought you that instruction. But who do they think they are? Look at their age. Who do they think they are? Do they think they're bigger than their shoes? And those things, they cause you not to grow.
Ubaba oyisisebenzi la. Unkulunkulu oyisisebenzi. Unkulunkulu osazi kangcono. Unkulunkulu owazi amandla ethu. Unkulunkulu owazi ubuthakathaka bethu. Uyasinesa, uyasihlunga la dinga ukuhlunga khona okwethu ukuvuma. Sivumele intando yakhe.
It is the Father who is the vine dresser. He is the one who is at work. It is up to us to accept and to acknowledge and to do that which we are corrected in.
Uthi ilelo nalelo gatsha elingatheli ithelo uyalisusa. Uyasusa. Uyahlunga. Ukuba lingabe bekho lingaphazamisi lokho kumele kuba kuchume kumile.
Every branch that does not bear fruit, he takes away. He is careful to make sure that it is not there because it is harmful.
Not. Umanje besolalela. Nakho kushiwo uNkulunkulu. Musa ukuthatha ukubeka ngendlela yakho. Musa ukucwenga ngendlela yakho. Kuyeke njengoba.
If we would take that and do exactly as it comes, not that we make it, cut it off and say, let's dampen it a bit, but if we do exactly as the Lord says, then it will work. Fruit must be evident, child of God. Fruit of life, fruit of repentance must be seen in a child of God. Faith without these fruit is no faith at all.
Yini ukuthi wena ekholweni kwakho namanje ayiveli ithelo akubonakala ukuthi umntwana kaNkuluNkulu.
Why in your faith now there are no fruit? It is not evident that you are a child of God.
Nina abantu abasha. Omunye kuthiwa hayi useyona 10 years. Mina 10 years futhi seyingane. Akakazi lutho. Akakazi lutho kaNkuluNkulu kodwa konke Satan number 1.
To you young children, maybe you're 10 years old. You say, well, you don't really know. You're still too small. You don't know anything of God. But that of the devil, oh, you are an expert already.
Ziphi ithelo zokholwa kwakho. Ngoba uma bengaya ngokwesikhathi, owalizwa ngale ivangeli. Kufanele ungabe impilo yakho kade yaguquka kade yashintsha.
Where are your spiritual fruit? Where are they? If we look at the time when you committed your life to the Lord, now already there should be so much fruit evident.
UJesu onakekela lesihlahla, uJesu onakekela lomvini ukuze uthele ithelo ezinhle. Yini kuwena umntwana kaNkuluNkulu kuze kube manje akubonakali. Kokunye makubonakala izolo, akusabonakali namhlanje sekufile. Dalwa yini na?
The Lord Jesus himself is at work on this vine. He is cutting off the branches. He is pruning. He is doing what is right. And if you look at your life, today you have fruit, and then tomorrow there's no fruit. Why is that?
Singabi lukhuni uma uNkulunkulu efika nesikere sakhe ezosika ongafanele.
Let us not be hard when the Lord comes with his shears and he cuts off that which shouldn't be there.
Esinye isikhathi mangabe kunqunywa lezi zinto uba nozwele kube buhlungu ngoba bengitsithela kahle nje lesihlahla kanti lo osebenza ngaso abe yabona ukuthi siyathela sona kodwa uma ngithole ngaka kulonyaka kulesizini chaza ukuthi ngesizini ezayo ngizongithola ngaphansi ngakho ke sidinga ukuthenwa sidinga unqunyo.
And maybe when that shear, that pruning shears come and it chops off and it hurts because you say, but I thought that I had fruit. But the one who is at work on that vine says, yes, there is fruit. But next year, the fruit will be less. That's why I must cut it.
Kodwa ke indaba esabisayo kule ndaba ukuthi mangabe lamaqabunga lamagatsha lawa engatheli inhlobi ithelo kumele ukuba nqunya suswe ayophonsa emlilweni.
The frightening thing about this, though, is if those branches that are cut off, they are taken and they are thrown away to be put into the fire.
Mzalwane wami, uma ukholwa kungabona kungavezi ithelo, sizonqunywa, sizophosa emlilweni, inguna phakade lonke.
Brethren, if our faith does not bear fruit and show fruit, will be cut off and put into the fire, which is eternal damnation.
Mzalwane wami, mayimpilo yethu siphila zonweni, sizogcina esihogweni emlilweni ongapheliyo, ongacimiyo, nempethu yakhona kayifi, lizwe lelo qiniso kuzoba njalo kuwe.
And if we do not follow and work as the Lord is at work, we will be cast into eternal damnation, where the fire is not quenched and where the worm does not die.
Uma ngabe impilo yethu ingena kushintsha singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu kubonakala ukuthi kuphila uJesu la lo muntu esaba kwenza okubi wesaba uNkulunkulu kungabonakali lokho sizogcina emlilweni izwa sizogcina emlilweni inguna phakade lonke mhlamba isakukhathaza leyo nkulumo othi sivuselele.
And maybe if your life does not show that you have a fear of the Lord, that you fear to do wrong, maybe we should revive that talk, that where we are told that we will go into eternal damnation. Maybe it will be that will wake us up.
Bazalwane, isihogo sikhona, sikhonela abantu abangezwa, abantu abangalaleli.
Brethren, hell is there. And it is there to those who are disobedient and don't listen.
Isihogo sizobashisa sibaqede laba bangalaleli abangafuni ukuzwa izwi likaNkulunkulu.
The hell is there for those that don't want to obey and do what God's word says.
Nalaba bayisikhubekiso emsebenzini kaNkulunkulu mabe ngaphenduki qonda lento uzogcina esihogweni akukho ngcono engakutshela khona.
And those who are a hindrance in God's work, if they do not repent, they will also end up in hell. If your life doesn't bear fruit, if it does not change, then there's no matter with you and the Lord.
Uma ngabe uJesu wafa esiphambanweni ukuba sisinde ngaye wena uthanda ukwamukela lokho ubheke enye indlela uzogcina esihogweni mntwana kaNkulunkulu.
Where the Lord has died for our sins, if we do not want to accept it, child of God, we will end up in hell.
Ziphi ithelo ekukholweni kwethu?
Where are the fruit in our Christian walk?
Awu ubanjwe lezi zinto nje azikhithelo ngoba uma umkhiwane noma isithelo sihleza endaweni enhle noma kanjani sizoveza ithelo ezinhle.
Where is the life? If that vine, if that fig tree is in the right place, you're assured it will have fruit.
Noma kanjani masise endaweni embi sizothela kubi futhi.
And rest assured, if it is in an evil and bad place, it will have bad fruit. If it is not groomed and looked after, it won't grow well. Without water, without sun, how can it grow? If there's no one who takes care of it, how can it grow? It is just, it's the truth, it cannot grow. Now you find some of those vines that are privileged. They are there where they are looked after. They are cared for. Even when a wind comes, a wind that will take away the seeds that are good, even that they are cared for. Now, where is, if you have all of that, where are the fruit? And let's not be mistaken, where does the problem lie? We receive services on Sunday. We get assistance. We get help. We even have God's word that can lead and guide us. But the question is, do you have a Bible? What do you do at home? Another one has a Bible, but if you don't read it, what will it help you? I am tired. That is your excuse. With that excuse, you will enter into hell.
Uma ngabuthola zonke lezi zinto njengomntwana kaNkuluNkulu wandleka ukadekile ziphithelo zokuba umntwana kaNkuluNkulu awu yashisa lentombi vuthela uNkuluNkulu ivuthela ivangeli yashisa lensizwa khona kuzwayo ngoNkuluNkulu khona kuzwayo ngevangeli iyabona imphefumulo ebhubhayo ifuna into yabatshela ngevangeli ukwenza nini ngikhathele noNkuluNkulu yonqondo ukuthi awu shame bengumuntu obhizi kakhulu nodivas washo njalo.
If you are now that fine that is in this vineyard and you are well looked after, so my question is, where are the young ladies that are on fire, that are on fervor for the Lord, the young men? Or are you going to say, well, I was tired and I couldn't, and that will be your excuse? And that's what happened to Divas. They are the ones that will be called in that way. And some call him Divas, others call him the rich man. But you are busy, you're busy with your own politics. You don't have time for the Lord. You find you will go to, your death will be your politics. In Galatians 5 verse 22, that is where we read of the fruit of the Spirit. That is love, that is joy, that is peace. Those that keep people together, where is that in your life? If you starve the Lord of His place in your life, He will also starve Himself from you.
Lezi telo ngeke zabonakala uma silibele okwethu, silibele indaba zethu, silibele imnako yalomhlaba. UNkulunkulu singenandaba naye. Luzophola uthando, izophola indaba yensindiso. Abantu kushisekela uNkulunkulu kuzophela ngoba banaka into zabo kunokunako kaNkulunkulu.
If we do not give the Lord his time and his place and all we are concerned about the worries of this life and of this world, and we don't have place for the Lord in our lives, then that is where we will reap our fruit.
Aphila manzi lawa aphilayo amanzi kamoyo ongcwele sehlangene nevangeli bonakala abantu bekhula enkosini noma khula ithambo nje una 16 17 18 kodwa akahlangana no Jesu usuna 20 years awuhlangana no Jesu usuka matric usuzohamba nala esikoleni kodwa akahlangana no Jesu iqala likabani lelo.
Where is that water, that Holy Spirit, that should water your plant? Or is it just the growth of the body? You are 16, 17, 18, even 20, maybe on matric, and yet you haven't committed your life to the Lord. There's no fruit in your life. What is that? Where are you going to end?
Wena baba, ukuze ungakholi ubanjwe yini? Ubanjwe ubhiya? Ubanjwe inhlobo-nhlobo zezono? Ubanjwe yini? Inhliziyo yakho ithathekile? Noma uzama ukubabona amakhosikazi amaningi nalapha uneliswa. Futhi ngeke uze uneliswe. Uze unikele inhliziyo yakho kuJesu. Ma usaphila impilo yakho uzenzela okuthandayo, awunakufinyelela kulokho uNkulunkulu akufunayo.
And to you, Father, what is holding you up? Are you still stuck in your beer? Or you have many wives, and even that doesn't please you. But you are just busy with everything that surrounds you.
Uthu Jesu, ngaphandle kwami ningenze lutho.
The Lord Jesus says, without me, you can do nothing.
Ngaphandle kwami ngeke sifinyelele ngaphandle kwakhe, asinakufinyelela ndawo singasizwanga uyena.
Without him, we will not reach any place. It doesn't help to follow him at a distance or to try and stay away from him. If we are close to him, then he can lead and guide us and show us the way.
Lithizwe lenkosi nina senhlanzekile ngezwe ngilikhulume kinina.
The word says that you have been cleansed by the word that I've spoken to you.
Nina senhlanzekile ngezwe engilikhulume kinina.
You have been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you.
Kuyiqiniso. Uma bengaya ngeenkonzo nangamazwi esesawathola,
that is the truth. If we go according to all the services and the words that we have been guided with, what kind of life should we live?
Okubuke mhlamba ubale makubaleka zingaki inkonzo sewazizwa.
Maybe you can count. Maybe you can't even count how many services you've heard.
Uma bengaya ngeenkonzo silalela esizizwayo shunyezwa.
If we would go according to the services that we have heard, oh, what a high spiritual life with God we should be
walking. Hawu bekumele ngabe siyayivuthela inkosi. Hayi sivuthela inkanuko, hayi sivuthela izono. Lokho abanye abalibele yikho.
If we have been one with the Lord, if he allowed him to prune us, then we should be living a life, not this, where we follow our lusts and we follow our desires and everything that we want. Young person, tell me, what burns in your heart? What fire do you have in you? Is it of God? Is it of His kingdom? Or is it your own lust?
Maybe
you can't sleep. All you think about is marriage. And while you can't sleep, you say, oh, if it's that one. Oh, maybe that one. That is why you are where you are.
Soldier, won't you please marry me?
How many people will you end up having chosen? Or maybe you'll be like that young girl, that lady who sang and went to the soldier and said, soldier, soldier, who can come and marry me? That is what consumes you.
And
if you do not go according to God's will, I don't know what will happen when you finally marry the one whom you've chosen, and then we'll see where things end up.
If
only we would totally surrender to the Lord, and that the Lord can be at work, the Lord can do the work that He wants to, and that His will be accomplished with our lives, and the gospel go forth.
Mina ngingumveni, nina ningamagatsha. Ohlala kimi, nami kuye. Lowo uthela izithelo eziningi ngokuba ngaphandle kwami.
I am the vine, you are the branches, and he who remains in me and without me, you can do nothing. There is no small thing we can do without having been helped by God. There must not be a moment where we have departed from what is God's will. As God's word says, the sun must not go down in my anger. The sun must not go down and there's a grudge between me and my brother. There must be nothing that brings strife with that communion, that relationship with my Lord. There should be no miscommunication and not understanding and seeing between a child of God and another child of God. If there is that, it needs to be removed. Those things we need to prune
out.
Those are the things that will dampen God's fire among us. Those are the things that will hurt God's work. Those are the things that will bring strife and that relationship between a child of God and another child of God. The Lord says, without me, you will do nothing. That is the way that we need Jesus in our lives.
Uma yena avume ukwehlela kithi engowasezulwini ngoba eqonde ukusiza bekumele silthathe lelo thuba njengelivelele ekuphileni kwethu.
If he was willing to leave heaven for us to be saved, that is where we should say, "Oh Lord, I take this opportunity."
Verse 6. Uma umuntu engahlali kimi ulahlwa ngaphandle njengegatsha abune. Bawabuthe bawaphonza emlilweni ashe.
Verse 6. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burnt.
Awufuna ukuhlala kuJesu? Uzosuswa. Uzoba njengamabibi aphoswe emlilweni.
If you do not remain in the Lord, you will be like those twigs that are thrown into the fire.
Mase kuthi emlilweni makuphoswa lapho kuyoqhuma kuyosha konke, phelile indaba yakho.
And in that fire, everything is burnt and your matter is finished.
Ufuna ukugcizelela indaba abazalwane. Asikho isikhathi ekumele sibe khona sokuphila impilo eyisivivi impilo engena uNkulunkulu.
Let me emphasize this, brethren. There's no time to live a lukewarm life without the Lord.
Zinsizwa asikho isikhathi okumele silibale ngaso, silibele nje izithombe zabantu abanqunu. Noma ngingasho ukuthi lokho kuhluphana nakuphela, hlupha wonke umuntu ongena uNkulunkulu ukuphila ngezithombe zabantu abanqunu. Ewu, ababambile amadimoni abanye kulokho.
And I say to you young men, no more time for you to be embondaged in looking at pornographic pictures. And I say it's not just the men that are troubles, but we do not need to have that in our lives.
Asibizelwanga kuleyo mpilo, sibizelwe empilweni yokukhonza uNkulunkulu. Ngenhliziyo ehlanzekileyo, ngenhliziyo epheleleyo.
We have not been called to that life. We have been called to serve the Lord with an undivided holy heart.
Nanga ufuna ukusiza, nanga uNkulunkulu ufuna ukusilekelela, ufuna ukuba sibe ngabakhululekile nabasindisiwe ngokupheleleyo.
This is what we've been called to. Our Lord wants us to be live a life of those who are free of anything.
Ngaphandle kwami anina kwenza lutho.
Without me you can do nothing.
Asinikele ngempilo zethu zonke kuJesu.
Let us commit ourselves wholeheartedly with our whole body to him.
uNkulunkulu ufuna ukukhazinyuliswa. Ufuna ukukhazinyuliswa nawethu impilo.
The Lord wants to be glorified and glorified in our lives.
Uma nihlala kimi namazwi ami ehlala kimi khona ithembiso uNkulunkulu ayishoyo.
If we remain in him and his words remain in us, there are promises that the Lord has given us.
Uthi niyocela nikuthandayo nikwenzelwe.
You will be asked that which you desire and will be done for you.
Sewucele kangakanani uNkulunkulu?
How often have you asked God?
Iziphi icelo benazo uNkulunkulu kuphendulwe zabangaki?
How many desires and prayers have you had to God that have been answered?
Mangabe uNkulunkulu engakuphenduli zibhajwe phi kubambeni?
And if the Lord does not answer them, where is it stuck?
Abanye bakhulekela umcebo. Omunye ngenza noma yini, mayithola imali nje.
There are those that desire wealth. I can do anything as long as I am rich.
Mhlawumbe uNkulunkulu akakuphenduli ngoba uyabona ukuthi lento oyicelayo ayisila, icacile.
Maybe the Lord doesn't answer you because he sees that this which you are asking for is not clear, it's not good for you.
Uma besiyonikela ngempilo yethu ngokupheleleyo. Nalokho esingacelanga ube usiphe uNkulunkulu.
If we would give our whole lives to him, even that which we do not ask for, he will give us.
Sengibuyela kuwena mzalwane wami. Umntwana kaNkulunkulu iminyaka manje.
I'm coming back to you, child of God who have been a believer for so many years.
Yabuza ziphi ithelo? Apha amafruit okuthi wena umntwana kaNkulunkulu. Ugcinane uNkulunkulu ukukhuluma nawe ngoba bekumele sisondelane sigraftwe kuye oqhamuka ngezansi nokwenzeka phezulu ukusebenzelana kwalezi zinto embili ezizodwa.
Where is the fruit in your life? Where is the joy in your life? Because you, if you've been grafted in the right way and you've taken away which is below, then that is where you have communion with the Lord and there's fruit in your life.
Leli gatsha elixhunywe laphezulu kumele libe nobudlelwano obuhle nokuqhamuka ngapha ngezansi. Ziyasebenzelana lezi zinto. Egcineni kuvela ithelwe iningi, kuvela nje futhi eziyiquality. Ubaba lapha phansi osebenzayo uNkulunkulu. OkaNkulunkulu ku first class njalo nje.
If you take that branch that has been grafted into the other, there will be a working together. You can see that it will take and that there will be fruit. And then the what is above will be evident, but you see that the one who is busy working at the bottom is our Father in heaven.
Usabuswa ulaka namanje. Usabuswa inzondo. Usabuswa ungathetheleli. Usabuswa inhliziyo embi. Angeke kuye ndawo umzalwane kaNkuluNkulunkulu ma usabuswa yilokho.
Does anger still rule your life? Do lies still rule your life? Are you not able to live with other people? If that is still in your life, the Lord has not yet helped you.
Uma sixhumela uJesu wethu kuNkulunkulu wethu, akukho lana ongenzeke. Kuphelele konke. Ubona kushodapha wena. Kuphelele konke. Uma besiyokwenza njengokuthanda kaNkulunkulu, hawu. Besiyophuma ekubhajweni kwethu izono. uNkulunkulu anamandla okusithethelela nokusikhulula kuzo.
If we would allow ourselves to be grafted into the Lord Jesus, to do as He wants to, and to do as He wills, then we would be set free out of that mire of that sin which we can't get out of.
Lo mvini utshalwe kuyona yonke indawo. Ivangeli kufuneka lifinyelele kuzona zonke iinkalo.
This vine should be planted all over. The gospel should be in every valley and mountain.
Angimele sikhona kube khona indawo kube khona abantu abangathi abaka abamazi uNkulunkulu abakahlangana noJesu sibe sikhona ngikhona ukhona nawe.
If we are still there, there shouldn't be anyone that says they have never heard the gospel. And I'm talking to you and I'm talking to me.
Wagcina nini utshela abantu ngoJesu?
When last have you told people about Jesus?
Laba bangamazi wagcina nini ukubatshela ukuthi ukhona umsindisi, ukhona othethelela izono, ukhona osindisayo.
To those who have those people that are working with you and around where you stay, when last have you told them and shared with them that the Lord Jesus is there?
Ngaphandle kwami anginakwenza lutho.
Without me, you can do nothing. Thank you very much to God's word. A farmer really understands this sermon well. My heart is full. I can say so much just about this topic. But two things.
One is no quarter.
We have avocados here. You might have a beautiful green tree. And it looks so good. And you will be amazed just seeing that tree. But the fruit is not at the right standard. What do? We take one branch and cut it. And it hurts.
Yabona mina njengomlimi. Maba hlunquma ihlahla ngiyabaleka kobhlungu uthi ha kodwa babulala ihlahla zama.
As a farmer, when I see them chopping a branch, I go away because I'm hurt. They're cutting my tree.
Kodwa wenzani umlimi?
But what does a farmer do?
Uyanquma leso sihlahla, mhlawumbe siyabukeka amaqabunga zigcwele.
He cuts that branch. You maybe see there are many branches.
Yabona ihlahla ngizothi amaqabunga imvelo yomuntu umuntu nje isimo sakhe nje muhle khuluma yonke into kodwa mawuthi uyabuka azikithela.
If you look at the branches, it's a human nature, it's a person. You think, you know, this person talks so much and everything looks so good.
Ungahambisani nokukhuluma zabantu. Buka ithelo, iBhayibheli lisho kanjalo. Buka ithelo, hayi ukuthi kuphuma la. La ngakhola wonke umuntu.
Let's not look at what comes out the mouth. Let's look at the fruit. Whatever a person says, they look so good.
Siyanquma ngendla ukuthi sifuna ukukhanya lelanga lingena phakathi esihlahleni.
And why do we cut the branch so that the light from the sun penetrates deep into the tree?
Isithelo siyavela la kukhona ukukhanya.
Fruit springs forth there where there's light.
That's why umvini uyanqunywa ukuthi ukukhanya ukuthi kungene.
And that's why the vine is pruned so that the light can enter.
Ungakhali makuthwa Jesu anquma le yonto empilweni yakho mvume nokubhlungu.
Don't cry when the Lord cuts something off in your life, accept it.
Umuntu mayekusiza ungakhali bheka Jesu uyanquma manje ngicela ukukhanya kwakho kungene la. Kwa phakathi esihlahleni kuyothela ithelo. Inkinga enkulu bazalwane, isithelo mhlawumbe phansi kodwa phakathi azikho, ngoba akukho ukukhanya. Asivunyelwa-ke lelizwe lingena phakathi enhlizweni, uzobona ukuthi ithelo zingavela.
And let's let the Lord allow us to be pruned, because when that branch is cut off, the light comes in and it penetrates deeper. Now may this word do a deep work in us.
Number two.
And the second thing,
Nami ngahlangana nakho.
And I also met up with this.
Green paper lama hot houses.
We've got green papers here in the hot houses.
Kwaba khona isikhathi siqala ukuthi sifudumele izindlu sithi ayi yonke into ibe kahle ukuthi lesi sithelo lesi sihlahla sikhula kahle.
There was a time where we brought in warmth into these hot houses and that fruit really grew well.
We heat them so that they have a good climate. Kwaba isikhathi khona senza 100%. Washiswa kahle, wafutumala isihlahla ngendlela besikhula ngayo awazi.
And there was a time where we did it 100% and the way that the tree or they grew was amazing.
Yeah.
The plants.
Ungamangala ha ngendlela ezikhula ngayo. Ungamangala uthi ebusika zikunje.
And you were amazed to see how it grew in winter.
Kodwa ithelo bezingekho.
But there was no fruit.
Yonke into ibukeke kahle kodwa uyafuna ithelo azikho.
Everything looked so good. Looking for the fruit, there was nothing.
Safuna ukuthi hayi. Yabona uma umphatha umuntu nge-tray, umphatha nge-tray. Hayi. Yabona ke umuntu onjalo. Uthi mawuthi uthinta unzwane, usekwanakele. Cha, uyadinga ukuthinta uzwane wakho. Kodwa kuphuma lokhu kusenhlizweni.
And we saw that if you carry someone with a tray, every now and then you need to put your finger on the toe, and then you can see what really comes out the heart.
UJesu uyakuvuma leyo nto.
And the Lord
wants us to find ukuthi cha, they must khona isikhathi ukuthi kufutumala, kodwa khona isikhathi kufanele kubande futhi kwehle. In other words, the climate must change. Shintshisimo. Nasimpilweni zethu kunjalo. Masifuna nje yonke into ihamba ngendlela yethu, siphathwa kahle, sinakwe, sibongwe bazalwane. UNkulunkulu uyafuna ukuthi sinqunywa lokho. That's why abuya shintshisimo. Na ungazi ukona uthi hayi ngibona uSpanbani. USpanbani unje.
And then when we saw, when we played with the climate and made it cold sometimes, that's what must be like that in your life as well. Can't just everything be good.
So in a greenhouse, you have to change the climate. You have to do something so that plant will produce, and there's scientific ways of doing it. But changing just the temperature And that's why even the temperature around us must be hot. Can't bear it. Can't take it. It's too difficult. And then it's cold. Oh no, nobody greets me. Nobody likes me. Nobody takes notice of me. And God says, my child, wait. I'm at work. Not that person. I'm at work in your life. See God in it.
Eseke uma kwenzeka kanjalo ukuthi umunye akangibingeleli lo kangenzi lutho kodwa bheka ukuthi uNkulunkulu wenzani wenza uNkulunkulu usebenza empilweni yakho
asibonge zinikhathi mazenzeke izinto singaqondi asimbonge uNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu it's the best akukudlula lokho noma kubhlungu uyanquma Sasa was a very tale. Umusa wakano gobo wen wen ka. Yen uzo talalizi tale ilinza.
Allow the Lord to work and thank the Lord for that. Don't, and then after the Lord has worked, there will be fruit in your life. But then don't go and thank yourself. Thank the Lord for it.
Mambo mekono ngifunukina, jimemezelo, sorry, fanengi, samengi gwenze. Ngoba namthi indodakazi ithi baba bangakhohlwa sengiyashoko umshado next Sunday la kwasiza abantu
and baba ngubane allow me just to still make an announcement that next Sunday there will be a wedding here
andithandazeni ukuthi ngingakhali nzwile ningange ngakhali angibengazi ukuthi kubhlunga nje bona indodakazi izophumeleka ah bazalwane ay
But you must pray for me that
I... So as fige ngathokoza ngenje indlela man fige nibe nathi futhi nisithandazela kube umzali akuyona into encane into enzima intenzima kodwa uNkulunkulu uzosiza so next Sunday inkonzo iqala ngo 10 kuyazwakala namhlanje 11 isiqala ngo 11 kodwa ngesonto elizayo iqala ngo 10 ukuthi kungabe suku lonke
and please if you can come and join us the service will start at 10 o'clock but you know We need to realize it's difficult to be a parent. There's so much responsibility, but we would be happy if you can be with us at the wedding.
And then number two, uNkulunkulu uThatha uzothi uGogo, uAuntie, Annelies Groovia. Yabona umama lo behlelelana lwele zimhlophe. Ubehlelela ngaphambili. uNkulunkulu umthathile. Awu futhi ngendlela kwahamba ngayo. Singathokoza bambovu washo eqeleni uNkulunkulu wenza ukuningaphi yabona le nto osise lo ube mgada lapho wathi hey ngiyaqala nga ubona umuntu uhamba ngalendlela uhamba ngokuthula mina ngikhula kwahayizwa memeza umuntu nyamuzwa edini memeza uhayizwa umuntu aqume kodwa nangu hawu phakathi kwethu nje umama uyayithulela wahamba
And another second announcement is that our grandmother, Tani Annelies, who used to sit there, the Lord has taken her. And you know the lady who was helping her said she's never seen something like this. The way that the Lord took her so peacefully. She's been there where people have screamed as they died. But do you see how the Lord works and what the Lord is all doing for us?
So umdenwabo baqelile ukuthi umdlwabo uzobe umgqibelo ngo 11
and the family has asked that the funeral will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock
let's pray lord jesus thank you for what you're doing
Nkosi Jesu siyabonga ngalokho osenzela
khona and before the whole world we want to thank you what you do for each and every one in our lives
Ngaphambi komhlaba wonke Nkosi sicela ukubonga ngalokho kwenzela ilo nalo empilweni zethu.
Lord and we pray that as we've heard we will be obedient and do what you say because that will help purify and sanctify our lives by your grace.
Futhi inkosi siyacela usize ukuthi silalele senze ngoba inkosi uma senza lokho ilapho uzongcwelisa khona impilo zethu.
Nkosi Jesu siyavuma futhi ngiyathemba ukuthi akekho phakathi kwethu ungasho ukuthi Jesu siyavuma ngomusa wakho susa nquma kungafanele.
And Lord, we accept, we agree. Lord, may there not be one who says, Lord, do not cut that which must be cut off.
Size uguti si lungiselele ayizuluphela kodwa sikulungiselele nomsebenzi wakho wakusasa.
And help us, Lord, not that we only prepare for heaven, but that we prepare for the work that needs to be done in the future.
Usihawukela Jesu.
Have mercy on us, Lord.
Usilekelele. Ngoba sizwile ngaphandle kwakho ngeke senza lutho. Ngeke siphakamise nonyawo. Ngeke kakhulu ithelo Nkosi. Sebenza ke ngomusa wakho.
Help us, Lord, as we have heard, we will not be able to take one step. And the fruit, Lord, oh, may you help us by your grace.
Ibenati, ushole, ngothandolwako, umusawako, Nkosi Jesu benati, moyongwele, sebenza ekujuleni kwenhliziyo.
And lead us, Lord, by your grace, by your love, and by the Holy Spirit, Lord, and work deep in our lives.
Sicela lokho egameni lomfeli wethu. Wasifela ukuthi thina sivuke ethuneni singene ekuphileni.
And we pray this in the one who died for us, so that we can receive forgiveness, and to the one who was raised from the dead.
Amen.
Amen.